Well, we go now to the case of Sophie Tuscan-Duplantier. Gardaí are working to identify an unknown piece of DNA found on the boot of the French film producer. She was found dead at her home near Skull in County Cork in December 1996. Irish Times Southern correspondent Barry Roach is on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Ian.
Barry, tell us about this unknown DNA. Why are Gardaí focusing on it now?
Well, it's one aspect of the current DNA investigation by the Garda Serious Crime Review team. And the background to this particular aspect of it is that in 2011, a team of French forensic scientists from the Institut de Recherche Criminelle de la Gendarmerie Nationale came to Ireland as part of a French police team dispatched by the then French investigating magistrate, Judge Patrick Gachon, to examine the case. Those French scientists were given access to the exhibits, including the clothing that Sophie Tuscan-Duplantier was wearing on the night of her murder, which included a cotton top, a long John style underpants, bootleg shoes with socks sewn in, and a blue dressing gown. And in the course of their investigation, it emerged that they found alien, what they described as alien DNA, around the eyelets of one of the boots. And that only came to light then in 2019 when the suspect in the case, Ian Bailey, was presented with a French file when he was being, the French were seeking to have him extradited to France to stand trial for the voluntary homicide. And he got access to the file and he revealed that this alien DNA had been found.
And that assertion by Ian Bailey, is that what this is based on then?
Well, it's based on the French report, which obviously the Gardaí had as well, presumably, since then. But it only came to light in 2018, in actual fact, when Ian Bailey was faced with this prospect of being extradited to France. So, Gardaí, what they've done now is the Serious Garda Crime Review Team, they've drawn up a list of approximately 12 people who they believe could have come in contact with Sophie Tuscan-Duplantier's remains after her discovery outside her house at a Tour Moor in Skull on December 23rd, 1996. They include Garda Scenes of Crime investigators or examiners, exhibits officers and others who had been present at the post-mortem in Cork University Hospital on the 24th of December. So they're taking DNA from some of those. Some of those people, those officers are deceased, so they've contacted their families to obtain DNA samples, and they're sending these to Forensic Science Ireland to try and see if they match with the alien DNA that the French scientists found, which Forensic Science Ireland now have on file as well.
Gardaí are getting help from the United States in this investigation in relation to the DNA. Why is that?
That's a separate prong of the investigations of war. Back in the day when the original tests were carried out, and since we're aware, the belief is that Sophie Tuscan-Duplantier was bludgeoned to death using a rock and a concrete block. They were tested at the time. They were swabbed, samples were taken. They were tested, but they could find no DNA there that other than Sophie's own DNA. So Gardaí from the Serious Crime Review Team have been working closely with Forensic Science Ireland to review sort of latest technology, as it were. And one of the methods that they focused on, and the one they have focused on, is this technology from America called MVAC, which was developed originally to detect E. coli in foodstuffs, but has since gone on to be used by various police agencies and forces in the US with considerable success. That basically is a system where there's a sterile solution applied over the exhibit, and then a vacuum is used to mop it up and see whether it can. It's very good at abstracting DNA, whether it's from porous substances or from substances with, or surfaces with crevices and so forth. So the MVAC president and CEO, Jared Bradley, came to Ireland last month with a scientist to assist Forensic Science Ireland, and posting on Instagram before he arrived, he said, "Praying for a fantastic outcome. If what I believe will happen actually does, then it will be massive for us in a whole host of ways. Please pray for us." Gardaí remaining tight-lipped at the moment about the results of that. This actual gathering, in fact, is a gathering system, a collection system, but the actual testing, we understand from whatever solution they took from the substance, the exhibits that they examined, is being done by Forensic Science Ireland scientists.
Finally, Sophie Tuscan-Duplantier's family, briefly, what are they saying?
they're welcoming these developments. Her uncle, Jean-Pierre Gazot, said, in terms of the MVAC, he said, I think it's the last chance for the Garda, unless, of course, somebody witness comes forward. But he made the point that witnesses have come forward before and retracted statements. But he said, DNA evidence is objective and scientific and definitive, so it's a welcome development. And he said, even... it's early, too early to say what will happen. It's just speculation at this stage what the scientists might find. They may find nothing, but obviously if they find DNA, and if they find DNA that does not match that of Ian Bailey, the suspect, then they say it has the ability to clear Ian Bailey of any culpability, and they will accept that. They will respect the results of the science.
Barry Roach from the Irish Times, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8 minutes to 8.